Your explanation was very good and easy to understand. I want you to know about your experience in religion collaboration, especially in education aspect.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I think education is the key to everything. I have had different people have provide, I always ask people, what's the purpose of education? And I got the two best answers. One comes from an Indonesian and one comes from an American. My Indonesian friend was the head of Yogyakarta Islamic State University, the rector there. And he said, the purpose of education is empathetic, critical thinking, which I understood as the capacity to reason with empathy for your neighbor and your own situation. The world needs empathy. The other definition that I heard from an American was the purpose of education is to produce citizens. And I think that's very, very important. Later in the week on Friday, I'll give my class on comparative how I think about the world as a Christian. But I think the key to a Christian engagement of the world is to understand a spiritual, a global, and a national citizenship. You're Indonesian. You are in the globe. You are a Muslim. How do you steward those citizenships? I think the classroom should provide a space to talk about that and to share that we don't agree on these issues, political or theological, but we do have these common values as Muslims, as Christians, as Indonesians, as Americans, as citizens of the world. And I think it's a little bit easier for Muslims and Christians to understand global citizenship because from the very beginnings of our faith, we have been global religions. But what does that mean today? So education has to be the place where this happens. And this course is about teaching teachers how to think about this while listening to the teachers. Like I said at the beginning of this Zoom call, it's a new course. We need your feedback to make us better so we can walk with you better. So please bring your ideas about what we can do to improve this, because the teacher is the linchpin, the pivot. Students are going to graduate, but the teachers are going to stay. They're going to influence their institutions. How you think shapes what you do. And we need people to think in this comprehensive fashion that builds respect based on the dignity that God gives every human being. So again, I think education is the key, and teaching the teachers is the key within the key.